I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about the humble will be exalted. The humble will be exalted. We'll be looking at this passage of scripture in Luke chapter 14, where Jesus says, when you get invited to a feast or a party, don't take the most important seat. It's better to humble yourself and be invited up than it is to take the place and then be told you got to go back over there and sit over there. So he says, those who exalt themselves will be humble, but those who humble themselves will be exalted. And so something I'm learning, we talk a lot about on our daily communion meditations about getting positioned in the light every day. We talk about one of the things that happens when we get positioned in the light. One of the ways that we do that is through humility. And I'm learning more and more every day as we take our positioning every day when we wake up, you got to humble yourself. Every day, you got to keep putting yourself back into the right position of humility. You got to keep positioning yourself in humility. I was just reading this morning, before we recorded this morning, actually, my proverb for the morning says, humility and the fear of the Lord. That combination, humility and the fear of the Lord. Humility, humbling ourselves, paired with the fear of the Lord, which is honor and reverence. So it's submitting to God, humbling ourselves, bringing ourselves under him, submitting to him with honor and reverence and just delight for God leads to prosperity and honor and all kinds of good things. Pride leads to the fall, the Bible tells us, but those who humble themselves will be exalted. God gives grace to the humble, but you got to keep repositioning yourself back into humility every day, because in our natural selves, we often want to exalt ourselves and want to look out for ourselves. And so you got to keep repositioning yourself back into this every day. So we're going to be taking communion over this today. But first, why are we taking communion every day? Jesus says, as often as you do this, remember me. It's this opportunity to stir his sacrifice into our mind and imagination and emotions and remembrance and make his sacrifice active and relevant right now in this present moment today. Helps us to abide in him so that our lives produce much fruit. The Apostle Paul says, every time you take communion, you're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which is important because in the case of a will or an inheritance, nothing happens until you prove the death. It's proving the death that activates all of the benefits. So every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death, which is activating all the benefits of this new covenant. Paul also tells us, whenever you take communion, you should examine ourselves before we take communion. So it's important every time we take communion to take it with the fear of the Lord, with that honor and reverence and respect and just joy and delight for God. Just reading this morning, it talks about the cup that we take. Is it not the cup of thanksgiving, the cup of participation in the blood of Christ? That we get to partner with God. Communion is this amazing opportunity to stir these principles, these spiritual principles of the sacrifice of Jesus into our mind and imagination and emotions, and pair it with something physical in the cracker and the juice that we actually do. Now, lately, we've been carrying this through the start of the year here in 2022. We've been also adding some workout tips at the end of our communion. So we've been going through this process. We start with about a 2-minute long prayer. That's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1. And the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. Then we take a few minutes to examine ourselves, talk about, are we making today a masterpiece? Then we have our time of communion. Then we've been doing some workout because I truly believe physical exercise, one of the greatest ways to practice exercising your faith, to practice connecting with God, experiencing his grace flow through you. Learn how to take a graceful approach. And then once you know how to apply that graceful approach to see his grace flowing through you, you can begin to apply that into every other area of your life. It teaches you how to do it so that you can apply it to every other area of your life. Now, you may not understand what I just said until you actually do it. There's some things that you cannot understand until you practically apply it. So let's get started with our prayer and then we'll get going from there. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe, the same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, we ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. We ask you to send us opportunities to do good and be a blessing today, and help us be sensitive to those opportunities. We ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, so we're going to go through the other half of prayer. This is what we talk about. Are we making today a masterpiece? This is a time to examine ourselves. How are we doing today? Because it's always called today. We want to gain traction in our life. We want to see things moving forward. It's all about mastering today. You got to have a vision and a plan and direction from God of where you're trying to go. But it all comes back to, what are you doing today? How are you executing? How are you showing up today? And executing these four fundamentals. And you got to bring the energy and the presence and the fun into these fundamentals every day. Getting positioned in the light, magnifying that light, staying tuned in today for God's leading and direction, and then taking action, doing those things that you know to do, and doing them together in partnership with God. That's how we're going to make today a masterpiece. How are we going to do it? We're going to get connected to the master. You get connected to the master to make today a masterpiece, and you do life together with him. So our first one, let's get positioned in the light. This is the on-off switch. Every day, and a little different angle of this today, every day you got to keep repositioning yourself back into the light. Time and space are connected. This is getting a little fancier, but time and space are connected. Every day as time moves forward, you have to keep repositioning yourself back into the light today. The first one is humility. Those who humble themselves will be exalted. Humbling ourselves, being willing to submit to other people, being willing to say you're sorry, being willing to repent and change, being open to grow and make adjustments, to continually learn all forms of humility. We take our position in humility. God gives grace to the humble. We receive that forgiveness from him. No humility, no grace. No humility, no grace. We got to keep positioning ourselves back into this every day. You forgive yourself. You walk in grace and forgiveness with other people. To be in the light is to be in love. Love and light are one and the same. Externally focused. How can I do good? How can I be a blessing today? One of the easiest ways to stay positioned in this is gratitude and praise. I think humility and gratitude are very closely connected. When we're in a position of humility, we're often much more grateful. And vice versa. When we get into pride, now we're into contempt and complaining, all these types of things. Humility and gratitude, I think, are very connected. Now, when you take your position in that light, here's what you're stepping into. You got everything God has. God has given us everything he has in Christ, and it's available today, but we have to learn how to get this flowing through us. We're going to take our position in it first, and then we've got to learn how to get it flowing through us. That's where we talk about the physical exercise is going to teach us how to get this flowing through us more. His spirit and power and presence, his love, his peace, his joy, his patience, his gentleness, his kindness, his mind and wisdom, his health and energy, his time and finances, and so much more. And then we're going to start to magnify that light. One of the ways we start to get this flowing through is we start to magnify it. To magnify is to make bigger or greater. It's all about what you're focused on. Where's your attention? What are you thinking about? What are you talking about? What's coming into your eyes and ears? What's going on inside your mind all throughout the day? What are we focused on? And as we magnify it, expands that capacity. It's like it's building a bigger pipeline where God can flow more and more of that living water through us. So to magnify the light, we can magnify God's word, his faithfulness, his unfailing love, his mighty works that nothing's impossible with him. We can magnify our righteousness in Christ. God's with us and for us. He wants to help us today because of what Jesus did. We can magnify every good thing that he put within us and just stay focused on all the things that are going well rather than all the things that are going wrong. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. It's simply choosing to bring them into the light and to magnify God as bigger than those problems, to focus on him and magnify him as bigger. But he does give us the choice. We could not do any of this. We could stay stuck in pride and rebellion, insisting on our own way, magnifying the issues and the problems, bitterness, contempt, complaining, venting, dwelling on the past, worrying about the future, trying to do life on our own without God, where we just say, you know what, it's all up to me. I got to figure it all out myself. That's where we got to recognize those symptoms. When we're in darkness, there might be the tendency to retaliate at people, to try to get back at them, to hold grudges, to be bitter and resentful, to avoid them, to withdraw your presence, to give them the silent treatment. Then there's the heaviness and the pressure, like all the weight sitting on you. You might feel hopeless for your situation, like you're trapped or you're stuck, and your energy levels begin to diminish. Then there's the fear and the stress and the worry, the dread of the future. There's confusion about what to do because when you're in the dark, you can't see. You get stuck in these vicious cycles that just seem to keep repeating over and over. But when you're in the light, there is this rest in your soul. And the more you begin to magnify this, the more that rest begins to grow and kind of permeates through all of you. And when you rest, God goes to work. And now everything is free and easy and effortless and energizing because you got God's peace and his joy and his spirit and his power and his mind flowing through you. And all of a sudden, he begins to just effortlessly set you free, break you free from bad habits, bad patterns, vicious cycles. And if all this weren't enough, he gives us this amazing gift of grace. If we ever miss it, we can repent. We can turn right back around. It just takes a moment to get right back into the light again. How do you do it? You humble yourself. It starts with humility. You humble yourself. Father, forgive me. Father, forgive me. I missed it. You receive that forgiveness from him. You forgive yourself. You walk in forgiveness and grace with other people. If you need to reconcile with anybody else, you take those steps. And then you start praising him and thanking him for his grace and his goodness and his love. And all of a sudden, it just starts to flow again. And then we got to stay tuned in today. Every day he's trying to lead us and guide us and train us. But we got to stay tuned in to him. One of the ways I like to do this is with the journal before bed. I like to start with gratitude and praise to get positioned in the light. Then I like to magnify. What went well today? What are the ways I saw God showing up today? What were my wins for the day? And then I'll get still and just say, God, what are you trying to show me today? Is there anything that I missed today that you're trying to get across to me? And you just get still and you listen for a few minutes. And whatever comes into your mind, you just write it down, whether you think it was God or not. You just write it down. And you begin to record your journey with God. Then you stay tuned into him as you go throughout your day. If you ever feel like you're getting disconnected at all, you just take a minute or two. It doesn't take long. Just take a minute or two to get still, connect back to him for a few minutes. You ever unsure on something, you don't know what to do or which step to take, you just ask him. And then you wait until you know. And then once you know, it's time to take action. Because sometimes we're taking action on things we don't know what to do yet, and we get out ahead of God. You wait until you know, and then you take action. The last thing I like to do in my journal is make out my plan for the next day. What do I know to do today? And I'll get still and connect with God. God, what's on your plan for the next day? And you say, well, how do I know what's on God's plan? Well, what do you know to do? What do you know to do? What do you know needs to get done? Is there anything in your conscience, anything you've been procrastinating on? Anything you have a leading or excitement from God to do, you just write it down. And then we're going to wake up like a kid on Christmas morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to make today a masterpiece because I'm going to execute this plan. God's got this day he designed for me. I'm going to execute this plan together with him. And then you're going to watch out because there's traps hidden in the day that will try to pull you out of the light. Someone will say something to you. Some issues or problems will come up. You can stay focused on him. If you miss it, you can turn it right back around. You get back in. We're going to execute that plan, but there's also opportunities hidden in that day. God's hidden some opportunities in that day that you weren't expecting. Some things for opportunities for amazing things to happen. You're going to stay connected to him. We're going to execute that plan with a willing heart, with a good attitude, with full confidence in him. And as you do this, you get this grace flowing through you. Does something like magnetize you. That grace flowing through you, it's a beautiful thing. God is the source of beauty, and his grace begins to beautify. And beauty is attractive and magnetic, and it begins to pull more and more of everything God has for you into your life. Let's talk about humility a little bit today. This is the passage of scripture. I was just reading this just last night, and just jumping out at me today. I've just been thinking about this idea. You have to keep humbling yourself every day. Every day, you got to keep re-humbling yourself. It says, but when you're invited to a feast, go and sit at the last place so that your host will come and tell you, friend, move up to a better place. Then you'll be honored in front of everyone at the table with you. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. So we're going to take communion over this. Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful that you give grace to the humble. We thank you for this time to come together with you, this to celebrate the sacrifice of Jesus and proclaim his death. And we're asking for your help today, Lord, to help us to get this humility in our life, the way you intended it to function. There's some amazing promises for the humble in the Bible, Lord. We're asking for your help to get this the way that you want it to be in our life. So I don't think we can do it on our own. I think it takes your grace to help us do this. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread. He said, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And he said, take it. Receive it, that he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight. You can approach him with freedom and confidence. He wants to help. Father, we thank you for this bread. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, this is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many. It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. I believe you experience this. You humble yourself and you experience God exalting you on the other side of it. This is trusting God to move you to the next level. Is trusting God to move you up rather than you moving yourself up. I believe if you experience him moving you to the next level, it's just going to help you to know him better, to know his heart that much more. And that's what it's all about. So, Father, we thank you for this cup. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right. Workout stuff today. When you are lifting weights or doing resistance bands or whatever it may be, one of the things I want you to focus on is gripping the weights or the handles or whatever you're holding. Grip them and squeeze them firmly because I believe God designed our hands to secure things. So I was going through a time where I was having some elbow pain. Not bad, but just a little bit of elbow pain, kind of a nagging elbow pain. And I began seeking God, like, God, what's going on here with this elbow pain? Because I wasn't having this before. And the answer that I got was, you need to secure the weights with your hand. When they're kind of lax in your gripping of the weight, it exposes your elbows a little bit more. And I noticed some of the nagging elbow and shoulder issues that I was having every now and then went away as soon as I began to focus on really gripping the weights hard, squeezing them, and really feeling like they're very secure in my hands. And so just a little simple change that you can do just makes a big difference. Is whenever you're holding weights with your hands, grip them and secure them firmly. Think about it this way, like God's got you in his hand. You're secure in him. And that's how you focus on gripping the weights in a place where it's very secure. But I hope this has been helpful for you today. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.